We got National Library Week. It starts today, and here at the Knoxville Public Library, let's start with the events that kind of are surrounding it. I know there's a lot of exciting things going on this week, starting with Wednesday, a Different Worlds presentation, it's called, and you guys are bringing in a couple of really neat authors to talk and discuss about some different issues.
Yes, we're really excited about these two authors coming in, and actually they're nationally known, and Colleen Bradford-Kranz. She has co-written the documentary Train to Nowhere, and it's aired on public TV, Iowa Public TV. And we're excited to have her because she'll talk about her book, which is about 11 Central American and Mexican immigrants who were found dead in a train in Denison, Iowa in 2002. She'll talk about the immigration experience and all that. And then the other speaker that we have is Jennifer Wilson. And Jennifer Wilson has written a book called Running Away to Home. And she's actually going to talk about her experience and her husband's experiences when they moved away to an ancient Croatian village. You know, and just to explore what it was like, she has ancestors who come from there. And I'm just eager to hear what they have to say about their books and their projects and their experiences.
Yeah, and it sounds like it's just a great opportunity for the audience to come in a small group, kind of bounce some things off of them and really get a chance to interact really closely with two nationally known writers.
Yes, but you know, we're hoping for a big audience.
Well, yeah, big audience, yeah. Yeah,
we're hoping that we get a lot of people. And it's on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock to 7:15. So yes, the authors will be open to questions.
All right, and also the Friends of the Library book sale, and that's a really important drive for the library.
Yes, and the Friends group, the Friends of the Library group, is always very generous to us. They have book sales in April and in August, and the big one is during National Library Week. And so it's on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, and all of the proceeds of the book sale goes towards the library.
And that's just going to be right here at the library. People can come in and browse the books and select what they want.
Yes, on Thursday it's from 4 to 8 o'clock, and Friday it's from 10 to 5, and on Saturday it's 10 to 12. And then on Saturday too, they usually have $1 a bag for books, so you can fill up, you know, your bags up, and it's a wonderful deal. It's a great deal for books. We also have more than books. We also have movies and audiobooks and other materials available.
Well, and actually, that's kind of what I was going to bring up next. We talk a lot about libraries in general, and talk about, and we all know libraries have a lot of books, a lot of resources with books and that sort of thing. But the modern library today is more than just books. There's a lot of computers out here to help people. I know we've talked about helping people find jobs in the past. The library is a huge resource for the community.
Absolutely, yes. We have people coming in looking for jobs or filing unemployment, parents coming in looking for free activities for the children, students looking to use the Wi-Fi, the wireless access that we have at the library. So yeah, this week we're emphasizing the resources, the many resources that we provide to the community, and how libraries are a good bargain for the community. They are actually, well, everybody belongs at the library because we provide services to everybody regardless of their age, regardless of economic status or race or anything. We love seeing the bright young faces of the kids as they come running into the building and introduce them to the love of reading. We also provide, I need to tell you about this, we provide books and materials to residents at the nursing homes. And we have a resident there who's 105 years old who is still actively reading. So we definitely provide resources and books and to people of all ages.
And I know you've told me in the past too that with the Apple One-to-One program that the schools here in Knoxville have enacted, you're seeing a lot more kids coming in with those computers, and maybe that brings them to the bookshelves more too.
That is true, yes. They use our Wi-Fi, and I've noticed how so many of them are coming in to use the Wi-Fi, and actually there's not enough room for them to even sit on, and they're sprawling on the carpet on the floor there. But yes, they also still enjoy reading, and that's what we like to do. And also, one of the resources that I forgot to mention, of course, is Wilbur, the ebooks and the audiobooks that we provide. That has really jumped in number of checkouts. So we're happy to provide that.
Wow, anything else you'd like to add today before we wrap up?
We like to say that libraries provide a wide range of opportunities for people with diverse needs and interests. And we try to provide this community with a variety of collections and services for people of diverse backgrounds and of all ages, and we are proud of what we do.
All right, well, thanks, Roslyn.